Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are doing radio. Right now, we're in the classroom. We are here to learn, build, develop all those wonderful things, our self, our spiritual self, our emotional self, our mental self, and also anytime, you know, you're learning, you're also teaching. Anytime you're teaching, you're also learning. So we're sharing information. You know, the best person to tell someone how to go down that road is somebody that was just on it. Last week, we did not have radio. I was working on myself. Whether I wanted to or not, I was working on myself. So I had to take a moment and handle me, which we have to do. You know, one thing we always are promoting, like we're putting energy into it. Like we talk about it, be about it. Is that self-care? And so I had to take care of that. And it caused me to miss the radio program. In my head, I was upset. In my heart, I know you understand, because it's like, hey, everyone has to take that time down. And so that was my turn. Here I go. Right after my birthday, I was like, my goodness. But we're back. We're getting ready for the holidays. I try to explain to people, you know, because we're a spiritualist group, meaning you can be a spiritualist, comma, you can be a spiritual Christian, comma, you can be a spiritual Muslim, comma, and you can put spiritual in front of any religion out there, and there we are, you know. But for those that celebrate the holidays, you know, Christmas, because they celebrate it, happy holidays. For those that celebrate the holidays just because they are traditional, you know, I'm going to spend time with my family. I'm going because, you know, work gave me the time off. Great. Whatever you do, enjoy your time with your family. And then next week we have New Year's. And, you know, don't try to debate me on when the actual new year begins. You know, the year begins in spring. Okay. You know, they have the Ifa calendar. Okay. I think that was Chinese New Year. There are all kind of new years that go on. To me, a new year is just a new year. Whatever day you're going to put to it, you know, for some people, they treat their birthday like their new year, you know, their individual year. This is when they're going to take the time and say, hey, I'm going to build this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to reconcile my year. I'm going to do it. Fine. I don't care what you do. There should be, though, a day that you say, I'm going to do this. And then the day that, you know, a wonderful approach does it, the way we do it, December 31st, that's it. But it's a lot of work. You know, everyone knows we spend time with ancestors. Make sure your ancestral obligations are taken care of. You know, when you're sitting down to eat your holiday meal, no matter what that holiday meal is, make sure you've pulled some to the side to salute your ancestors, you know. For New Year's, walking in that New Year's door, no matter what traditions you uphold, take some time to think about the people that came before you and some of their traditions, habits, and all of that. This is a very high spiritual time. Also, I'm balanced, so we got to talk about the other side. There's also quite a few people going through hard mental times right here. And so this is the spark of this program here. Be your own peace. Okay, and I've heard this said a couple different ways. You know, this is a kind of like a big topic when dealing with relationships. When I get home, I just need you to be my peace and everything like that. And but we're not speaking about exclusively in the relationship term, because it's like, if you're not in a relationship, you're still going to need your peace. And I really wanted to explain how important your peace of mind is, period. How nothing is more important than your peace of mind. And we're going to, we got to go through it. I'm not going to shy away from it. This is too important. And I not only do I want everybody, I do the show with pen and paper right here. That's my pen and paper, okay? And I'm constantly writing down this note, that note. This is because this is what we need. Take your notes, because I'll say some words. I'm telling you, some words are going to be said. They're going to have meanings to you later. And everyone that has a child, I'm going to say over the age of 15, you need to explain to them that they have a right to be at peace. You know, we don't give young people enough, I really want to say we don't give them enough credit to where they are feeling, their feelings really begin to matter. We don't give them enough credit to where their mental state matters. And so then they become these adults and they don't know how to process emotions and stuff because they never learned how to be their own peace. They never saw or heard the value of their own peace. So this is what we're doing tonight. We got to spend this time now, because if you are not educated as to what the peace is, why the peace is important, how you are responsible for your peace, if you don't hear it here, if you don't hear it now, the world's not going to give you peace, because that's not how the world makes money. You know, the biggest drug dealers we have are the pharmaceuticals. So they don't make, when you're at peace with yourself and you don't need no drugs, they don't make no money. So they don't want you to be at peace, okay? When you don't need them for the uppers, the downers, the headaches, when you don't need them, oh, they don't like that. So the world's not going to give you peace. If you had peace at your job, that all they do is add more hours. They're like, oh, no, you're looking too serene. You're looking like you're loving your job. Oh, no, we have to give you more hours. We have to give you more more work, more trainings to do things differently, and you just learn them. I mean, it's all kinds of stuff. Work is not designed to be peaceful. It's designed to be productive. So what are they looking for? They're looking for products. You have to do so many products. You have to help this many people. You have to know this much knowledge. You have to do work is product-based, not peace-based. Okay? Then we go home. Oh, we go home to our loving relationships. And I don't care how wonderful and good you may feel right now about you. Chances are our partners may not be 100% aligned with us. And so even if, hey, I love them, they love me, everything is working, it still may not be peaceful. And I'm sure everyone has their own definition of peaceful. So, and if you have children, children are to me the opposite of peace. Okay, that doesn't mean they're war, but they're not. I have not met a peaceful one yet. They have their own little things that they're working on. Okay, so there's not really one place in the universe that is your peace that you could go to and say, "Hey, I know no matter what, I can get peace there." You know, because if you call Mama 7 on the right day, you might get it. Okay. I have moments where I'm like, oh, no, I don't like that, and I'm going to let you know how much I don't like it. So, even with Mama 7, I really try to control myself, too. But there are times where I'm just like, this is not right. And you can get a good old tongue lashing, okay? I'm good for it. But there has to be a place where we can have this peace. And I can tell you where the one place is that you can go all the time and you can manufacture peace, and that is within your own self, okay? And so, like on your paper, I need you to write, the peace is within me, period. This is the answer. I've already told you the answer. I'm going to spend the rest of the time telling you the why. But the peace is within you. No one else benefits from your peace like you do. Okay? I remembered a wonderful approach. We do a lot of workshops, lectures, retreats, all that good stuff. And when I first started heavy into the retreats, this is when you leave home, you pack up your little bag, you have your exercise, you have your paper, your pen, and we're going either in some wooded mountain, we're going to the coast, we're going to a couple places, right? And I first started, my little one was 6 months. So he's 17 now, that lets you know how long we've been doing this. So at 6 months, I was leaving him to go and help others work a retreat. And I remember like, oh, my God, I'm going to lose my Mother of the Year award because I actually left my child. And I was so worried and concerned, blah, blah, blah. And I focused myself. I went through retreat. I went through, in fact, that first one was a rites of passage under Mother Eve Ministry. And I remember when I got back to my child, and he was so sweet and calm. And no, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. That child had not changed in a weekend. I had changed. I was more patient. I was calmer. I was able to operate with him in a different manner. You know, I didn't feel like I was, you know, being held hostage. And that, no. It really changed our dynamic. That's because I came to him with my own peace. At that point, I wasn't expecting this six-month-old to understand mommy need a break, because they don't. I had to produce my own break. And even though I didn't, you know, I'm sure he didn't appreciate me taking it, I did. And it worked out for me. And so there has to come a point, even in this life, that you stop and you say, hey, I'm going to do this for me. I'm going to be my own peace. I'm going to produce the things that I need to produce for myself. And this is a little easier said, it's a little easier done than said, okay? I can say this all day long, but when you start thinking about it, it's like, okay, how do I go about this? How do I create my peace? What is peace? Because I'm telling you, what I call peace, some people may call comatose. You know, I call peace this quiet part of the day, you know, when the house has settled down and not a whole lot of rigmarole going on. And yeah, this is wonderful. This is peace. But for some people, like, I don't want that. That's not peace. For me, peace is being able to go out, enjoy a ride in the country and, you know, have gas money, have this, have that. Whatever your idea of peace is, let's get to it. First, we have to define it so we can understand what it is, okay? What is your peace? Let me tell you what peace is not, all right? Peace is not automatically. Just because something is quiet does not mean it's at peace. Just because you can't hear it does not mean that it's peaceful. And that's a myth we have to work through. That is a different kind of understanding that we have to begin to understand. No, just because it's quiet doesn't mean that it's peaceful. And so let's stop ignoring some of the, you know, they talk about the red flags. Let's stop ignoring that, okay? Let's start paying more attention to the things out here that we know either, one, they bring us peace, or two, we have to find ways to eliminate or minimize them. Not always easy. Not always easy. Always important, though. Always necessary. Because let me tell you, before we even get to what it is, and this is where I look, I'm going to need my helpers out there. You can press one. You can let me know. What is your piece, and what are you willing to do to defend it? You can let me know that. You can let all of us know. How do we guard our peace? Because I told you the world doesn't operate on peace. They have studies that show that the United States of America actually makes more money during wartime. War is business. And I'm like, wait a minute. War, people dying, that's business? Yeah. Yeah, it is. Jobs are created, money flows. They let go of all kind of budgets and everything else like that. So this piece, what happens when we don't give it the attention that it needs? You will develop, I call it the irritated spirit syndrome, okay? This is when your inner core is irritated. This is when you are in your spirit, in yourself, are conflicted about something. When there's something that's not allowing you to have the things that you're looking for and the things that you want. So this is where you have to be very honest with yourself. What is disrupting your peace? After you've defined it, what's disrupting it? What do you call peace? And who is disrupting it? And how do you get away from this situation? How do you minimize that? Because I realize some things you can't let go of. Some things you can't, you know, it's your job. That boss has been there forever and a day. Boss ain't leaving. Now, you can find another job, or you can go to school and get a different type of job, you see, and then work and build from there. You can be your own. I've been in situations that are, toxic. You know, I've been to jail before. Not that kind of jail, but I worked in one. And so that is the most unpeaceful place that you can possibly be. That is what they call the belly of the beast. And still, I had to force myself to find a way to be peaceful with this situation for as long as I had to. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not saying every situation you're going to go into it skipping. No, that's not it. And I'll tell you like Iyamonife tell you, you know, Orisha and spirituality, they take, you know, the guessing out of life, but they don't guarantee you no smooth life. You're not guaranteed it. So therefore, we have to find ways to make our life smooth, make us see this peace, experience it, protect it, how about that, and then move forward from there, okay? So we got to be our own peace. So I would love for you, you know, we're only doing an hour and the phones are packed. If you'd like to speak, press one. Let us know, hey, I do have a peace. And this is what I do to protect it. Or I'm looking for this peace. You know, what are some ways to go about finding it? You know, we have to, and this is so important. This is an exercise, even though we're doing it on radio. This is an exercise because going into 2023, you're going to need to know what your peace is. What's your truth? Okay, the peace and truth are closely related because you can't be peaceful on a lie. You can't be peaceful when you're being dishonest with yourself. Part of spirituality, you know, they talk about shadow work and blah, blah, blah. I don't care what you call it. There's some digging involved. You're going to learn some things about yourself You're going to learn some things about your ancestors. You're going to learn some things about your gender. You're going to learn some things. Some of the things you may like, some things you may not like. But as you're building and digging and getting to this core of yourself, you're going to have to be able to find a way to center who you are, center your peace, center all those feelings. You're going to have to be able to pull into yourself. Now, I'm hearing, well, why can't you just do it for me? That's not allowed, okay? Why can't my loving, sweet, angelic child be my peace? You know, I go to work every day, and I work so that my child can have, you know, the greater things in life that I may not have had. I feed the child. The child smiles. Why can't this be my peace? Your peace is yours, and you must hold it and protect it. If someone else has your peace, this person has too much control over you. And they're like, oh, but it's my child. No. Even your child will manipulate you. You know, I've seen it. I've seen those. Oh, my God. I have boys. I've seen those girls with those big old eyes and little crocodile tears. She'd have all my money. I'd be like, what you want? What you want? Lip gloss? What you want? I can't do it. So it's like, even as innocent and sweet as children are, you know, they came from you. They really can't be your peace. Your peace has to be something that you achieve for yourself, within yourself, okay? Now, you can, you know, I have a lot of peace in the way that I have mothered, the way I have shared those lessons that I've learned, the way that I'm continuing to work with others in a very healthy, mothering, nurturing way. Love that. I have peace when it comes to that, but that's not my source of peace. I'm still the source. You see? What about your spouse? You know, when I come home from work, I hear it all the time. When I come home from work, I just want peace. I need them to be my peace. No, what you need to say is I need them to be quiet. That's what you need to say. And be honest in the middle of that. I have had to say it. You know, right now I can't handle this, this, and this. You know, can we be quiet for a moment? I'm not going to call that peace, because if you're sitting there with something on your heart, now you're not peaceful, you know? So we're always talking about that precision of language, right? So if we're always speaking about that precision of language, we're always trying to work to make sure that we're clear in what we're doing, you'll understand why you have to be in charge of your peace. No one can give that to you. How about this? Don't burden anyone else in giving that to you. Let that be your job. You know, it's the same, in my opinion, with happiness, joy. There's certain things that you have to be able to assess for yourself. Someone else can't give them to you. Okay? I would love to hear from somebody. Press 1. Let me know where your piece is. Okay? And while we're waiting, I'll continue. Peace also is something that can change. Okay? So the things that you thought were great and that brought you such peace and were so magnificent 5 years ago, don't be surprised that if things change. You know, on this spiritual journey, I think sometimes people feel, oh, well, I can't change my mind. I huffed and puffed and fought about it so hard that now I can't change my mind. Totally opposite. You're allowed to change your mind. You know, if you are exactly where you were 5 years ago, I'm going to look at you a little crazy because I'm like, hey, you're not growing. You're not developing. You're not changing. So what brought you peace 5 years ago will probably not be as peaceful now. So what does it mean to have peace, okay? And what area you're talking about? It's a spiritual program, you know. We talk about carnal things. We talk about the world, families, spouses, children. We go through all of it. But spiritually, what's going to bring you peace, okay? I know you can learn so much spiritually now. There's temple. There's a church every corner. Temples, masjids, everywhere. There's so much information now in books. Sometimes I'm like, wow, the meaning of life, you just got it laying here on page 43. There's so much information out there. You can learn whatever you want to learn. But none of that will bring you peace until it, like, settles into your spirit. It settles into your soul. That is what brings the peace. It is difficult. So don't think that, oh, I'm going to read this book, that book, that book in order. I'm going to learn about God. I'll have spiritual peace. Spiritual peace is something that you may search for the later part of your life, constantly looking for that relationship with God, constantly looking for those things that you could say, okay, I feel it here now. I know that God is with me. You know, feeling that protection. You know, so, you know, while we're speaking in my pen and paper, what brings you spiritual peace? I can tell you, real easy. Feeling, and I have to say feeling because God's love is always there. God's protection is always there. But do you feel it? Feeling it is going to put that in a different perspective for you. So for me, feeling God's protection around me, that brings me spiritual peace. So this is what I want to know. What brings you peace? How do you go about it? I have a brave caller that would like to speak. I'm going to grab the phone line real quick. Greetings. Welcome to the program. Greetings. Okay.
Oh, greetings, now, family. Greetings, Mama Devin. I'm so sorry. I have stuff on mute. I'm trying to behave, but stuff on mute. I hope everyone is doing well tonight. Many blessings to everyone. Holiday and family blessings to everyone because this is a big family time for us. But as you were speaking, what came to mind about spiritual peace? And I have to add emotional and physical peace as well. What brings me my peace spiritually, emotionally and physically is surrender. And we fight so much about decisions. How many times do we fight about why did this happen to me? You know, what's going on in my life? You know, this isn't really what I wanted. And when we get to that place of surrender, and surrender does not mean giving up. But when we can accept, divine order, when we can accept divine timing, when we can accept God's will, that is surrender. And
amen.
And that brings about such a peace. You know, because all of our lives, it seems, I mean, especially since, you know, once we go into adolescence and become young adults and then become adults, and even when we're up in age, like at my age, become elders, we're constantly fighting against things. You know, we fight against things that don't even really make sense. And there's a beautiful prayer of serenity that basically talks about surrender and the peace that surrender brings. Now, can I share that prayer with you? Can
Please.
I share that prayer with the family? It's very, very short. This is a prayer that Bill, who was the founder of the AA, Alcoholics Anonymous group, I don't know if he made this up or if he found it and shared it, and it just became a tradition.
Yes.
I got exposed to it when I was very young. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. That surrender in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
That,
yeah. I grew up with that prayer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Growing up with you, I grew up with the prayer. I grew up with a number of prayers, but I always loved the power of that, and I love the command of that. It's like, hey, teach me which fight to fight, and then give me the strength to fight it.
Okay.
You know?
And if it's not worth fighting, or if I can't make
exactly.
a change through fighting it, then I'm going to surrender.
Exactly.
I'm going to put it in your hands, Lord.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And the peace that brings. Now, tell me about the peace, because everyone hears different things. That might be a call to fight. You know what I'm saying? They may hear, oh, you got to fight it until you know you can't. So why does that bring you peace, though?
Because so many things that we fight against, we can't change. We can't change it. You know, we fight in our marriages. We fight in our, you know, personal relationships. We fight at work. You know, we fight with our kids. We cannot change other people. And a lot of us in life come through, you know, come from feeling a need to, you know, stick your chest out or whatever and put on a fight instead of accepting, hey, I can't change this. Cannot change this.
Right.
Let me surrender. Let me accept that I cannot change it.
Absolutely.
So that's where the peace comes in. There's a peace in knowing. I don't think there's ever a peace. People say that ignorance is bliss. It's not.
It's ignorant. You don't even know that you just got, you know, just like kids skipping down the street, you know, and they almost get hit by a car, but they're not scared because they don't even realize something just happened. They're ignorant. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not bliss.
So it's
ignorant
not bliss.
Is just ignorant.
But knowing is powerful.
Absolutely.
That knowing is powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. And then knowing allows you, see, for me, what that does is that releases me from what I have to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm released from the fight because I already know I don't have to fight. So I'm not going to fight if I'm not going to win. So there's no need to fight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's no need to fight that. So absolutely, absolutely. All right, so, and give me, before I let you go, give me one thing that you do to recenter yourself. Let's say someone got you. They may have got you by surprise. What do you do to kind of get yourself back on schedule, back into your peace?
Back into my peace. And I know this may sound very strange because you were saying that, you know, a lot of times people think that peace is quiet and being still. For me, I like to be busy. So when I get thrown off of my, you know, my course, a lot of times I get busy around my house. And believe it or not, I know you know because you grew up with this, I sing.
Mm-hmm.
I sing.
Mm-hmm.
I sing songs with words. You know, I pretend that I'm a guitar and I make that sound. Whatever it is. The music mm-hmm. really, prayer, of course, does. But, you know, on a day-to-day, if I don't have music, that's one thing that I really miss when I travel abroad, and that is my music, you know.
Uh-huh.
I remember when my mother was sick and she was going kind of out, and I always play music in the house, and I'm always singing along with the music. And she looked at me and she said, "Khadija, revert to these songs." And I said, "Yes, Mom, I do." You know, but singing, and I sing at the top of my lungs. I'm in concerts. Like,
mm-hmm.
I am Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, Ella Fitzgerald, all rolled into
one.
On stage.
Mm-hmm.
On stage.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome. And I remember those days. I do. I do. We were professional backup singers. And so, you know, it's wonderful. You have to find that way to get back to yourself, because I promise you, something's going to take you out. That's not even up to discussion. We don't even have to guess. We don't have to try to figure out what something will. How are you going to get back? That's my question. How do you get back into yourself? And singing, wonderful. Music, and that's something that actually your grandsons are into, you know, with Amir going into music and Solomon, like his mother, being an appreciator of music. And we don't know what Talib's going to do yet. But, you know, just appreciating the music, appreciating the sounds, not even having to be an instrument, but to be part of the experience of it. This is something that's passed down. Family, let me tell you, however you do, however you handle situations, I promise you it gets passed down. However you do. So if you're sitting there and your piece is all tied up, what do you think you're teaching your children? 100%. So Mama Khadija, thank you so much for coming on and sharing and keeping that peace strong. I, as a child, as your child, one of your oldest children, your oldest child, I've seen you fight for this peace.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you protect it against all odds and be like, yeah, no, you're not working and jiving with me. So you can't be here. You know, you can't do this. You can't. I've seen it. So I know the value of that. You know what I'm saying? We're not just fighting over peanuts, family. We're fighting over your mental space. Who are you letting live in your rental, in your mind, rent-free, okay? And that should be nobody. So, yeah, thank you for pressing one and sharing with us, you know, that the importance of this. It's so very important.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. So, oh, yeah. Family, I just have to say it one more time. It's so important that not only that we have good, healthy practices in place when how we can be peaceful, but we have to be teaching this. We have to be able to show our children ways they can get back into themselves. We have to be showing our partners, hey, when you see me doing this little motion right here, that means I'm protecting my peace. So I need you to, you know, back up, you're triggering me, whatever you need to say. But we need to be teaching those around us about our peace and really encouraging people to say, hey, look, I need to protect myself. I can't be here in the middle of you in this toxicity. And that's my new favorite word, okay, y'all? But understand what I'm trying to say. It's your mind, your emotion, your positive feelings, your self-worth, all of that is worth protecting. So spend the time protecting it. You know, we were talking about the things that make us feel that spiritual peace. I'm going to say number two, for me, one was God's protection. Number two for me is God's grace. Now, that grace, this is something I've learned about maybe I'm going to say in the last 15 years. And, I mean, I've been studying God way longer than that. Greece was anything I really paid attention to, because because the first part of my life I was an accountant, okay? Accountant, it goes in, it goes out, it goes in, it goes out. Fine. Grace is not something that I could measure in my accounting brain. My accounting brain said, hey, you know, it didn't go in. There shouldn't be anything coming out. But with God and with grace, nothing has to go in, and there's everything that comes out. And I'd be like, okay, God, how do you balance those books? You know, how do you make that work? So for a large part of my life, I did not quite get it. I was like, I got enough to cover this check. And so I wouldn't worry about grace. Hey, I got enough to cover this check. And it wasn't really until I decided to let go of the letter of God and deal more in the essence of God that grace made complete sense. That grace made all the sense in the world. And what grace does for me, it allows me to be not perfect. And that brings me peace. Now, what you may not know about Mama 7 is I work very hard to be perfect. Not perfect by this ruler that says, oh, this is exactly 12 minutes. I'm not worried about the ruler. But in my own mind, I work to be this perfect child of God. I work to be this perfect prayer warrior. I work, and this is what I want, because I see all that God has given us, and I'm like, the least I could do is memorize the whole Holy Scriptures, all three of them. You know, I want to learn all the books of the Bible, not just the ones in print. You know, I need to know this. I mean, there's just so much. I'm like, the least I could do for all that God does for us. And that grace allows me to not have to know everything perfectly. That grace allows me, knowing that God is not watching he's watching every end, but no matter what, at the bottom of the line, it may not equal, but God is going to be the one there looking at it, judging it, making adjustments on it. That grace allows me to keep going. And that's so major to me. And it didn't become major until I got into spirituality, until I let go of the exactness of God. There are stages to this, family. Can I say that? There are stages to your spiritual journey. Just like we call it a journey. And it's not as ABC as you may think it is. Because I did. I thought, you do this, you do A, you do B, you get C. This is easy, family. Not so much. We're all having an individual and a collective experience right now. Right this second, right now. And we're working individually and collectively. And we're working at different levels. We're working, you know, I try to explain to my son, as you get older, that responsibility ladder gets higher and higher and higher. So there's going to be more expected of you. There's more expected of us. You know, you know better, you do better, right? So as we're working and as we're building, as we're growing, sometimes it doesn't all add up. This is where God's grace comes in. And I'm so thankful to learn it, okay? So what do we have to do for tonight? What do we have to learn? Number one, I need you to define what is your peace, not what is your quiet. What is your peace? What helps you to exhale? What helps you to feel accepted, loved? What makes you feel like this life is worth living? What is this peace? What is going to bring you this peace? Once you have identified it, and it can't be a person, Okay, can't be the kids, can't be the husband. It has to be something from you. It has to be something from God. Because that's going to help us understand what the peace is. I promise you, you can't, don't put that responsibility on someone. It's too heavy. It's too much. Allow each person to discover for themselves the things that bring them joy. Okay? So once you define your peace, and write down the different areas, spiritually, emotional peace. What's going to bring you emotional peace? And I'm not talking about a temporary stay put. What's going to bring about emotional peace? What's going to make you feel satisfied? Physically, that's something new that has jumped on my radar over the past 3 years and just kind of blown my little mind. But what is a good emotion? What's a good physical balance for you? You know, health is truly wealth. And I've been rich and hadn't even realized it, you know? So if your health is your physical wealth, what are you doing with that? How do you bring that into peace? You know, everyone knows I love to swim. I love to swim. When I'm in that pool and there's nothing, when you're in water, especially when I'm in water, because I go out, I'm not scared of water at all. So I go out deep into the water. When I'm in the water and there's no bottom, there's no edge, there's no nothing, it's just you and this body of water. That is so peaceful. That is so peaceful. You know, I when I feel peace in that water, there's nothing that can disturb that. At the devotions, at the end of devotions, we always do this big baptism. So we detox our mind, our body, our spirit, and then we go into the water. And I'm in the water with Nicole this year. And we're out there, because I believe in getting out there. We're not playing in a kiddie pool. We out there, good, you know, mid-chest range, right? And there's a dolphin. The dolphin had to be maybe 3 feet away from us. And she said, is that a shark? I said, if it's a shark, we're already eating. If it's a dolphin, he's just coming to play, see what we're doing, okay? And she looked at me like, if it's a shark, we're already, what, you know? And I said, there's nothing you can do at that point. Back to our serenity prayer, if we're chest deep in this water, and this is 3 feet away from us, there's nothing to even panic about. You're not going to make it to the shore. So that whole idea, she was so panicked. I'm like, no, be at peace, okay? We've already made our prayers this morning. We're good, okay? We already know where we're going after this. So allow your peace to be peaceful no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. Allow yourself to know that you'll be fine. You'll be taken care of. God got you. You just put your faith in that thing that brings you peace, in yourself, in those places and spaces. Put your faith there. And just like Mama Khadija, have that thing that recenters you. What brings you back? Okay? So physically, in that water, it's all good. The universe is right. It is beautiful. And that doesn't mean there's not sharp rocks at the bottom. It doesn't mean there's not jellyfish running around trying to give you a little whelp. You know, it doesn't mean those things. It just means that it's beautiful. It just means that it's, you know, you're going to be fine. You'll be taken care of. So be your own peace, okay? That's such valuable information. Please take it for everything. Write it down on your paper. Make sure when you're doing your exercise, when you're writing down, well, what is my peace? What is the source of my peace? How do we make this peaceful moment? How do I stay in this peace? That's me. How do I stay here? no matter where I am, I'm at work, and y'all know I work in some crazy situations. I don't care where I am. You're not going to disturb my peace. And if I feel that you're determined to, you're going to irritate me, guess what I do? Okay, I need to excuse myself. I'm going to remove myself from, because I can't control anybody else. You have to understand, there are some people that feed off of negativity. They would love to irritate you. They would love to be part of the reason that you give up that square jar. Okay, now y'all know where the square jars go. Swear jars go to Haiti, We Hear You, okay? Swear jars go to the missionary, okay? And we can give money to the missionary without giving them these big old hefty. I mean, I had some big swear jars. No, family, don't let nobody take you out of your zone. Don't give somebody that much control over you. And I don't care if they're controlling every ounce of your existence, every piece of you, from what you eat in the morning to what you eat at night, what time you go to sleep. I don't care. Don't give them your mind. Don't give them your spirit. Hold that. Because at the end of the day, that may be all you have. Do you see what I'm saying? That spirit, your mind, may be the only things left at the end of the day. So don't give that to someone. Don't give the control of that to someone else. Be your own peace. Last thing I'm going to say before we move into prayer session, not only do I need you to be your own peace, do not take on the responsibility of being someone else's either. Okay? Let me just tell you, it's not cute. Okay? So there are people that, if I do this, then they'll do that. If I do this, you know, they'll love me forever. If I do this, no. Stop. Don't feel the power of being someone's peace and then turn around and feel the heavy weight of the obligation of being someone's peace. You know, God didn't send you here to satisfy this, that, and the other. God sent you down here for you. You got to live your life. So be your own peace. Encourage others to be their own peace. And if we can sing together, then that's beautiful. But understand you are responsible for you. And today I found myself saying that, I think I said it maybe 4 or 5 times. And after the 5th time, I'm like, okay, I hear you, peace. I hear you. You know, we'll spend the time speaking. So, you know, I don't know where this obligation is coming from, but it's been very clear all day that you have to be responsible for your own and you can't be responsible for someone else's. Okay? And then another big thing I want people, you know, these are little things I want you to write down. Make sure you have it written down. Quiet is not peace. Quiet is quiet. And there are times when you need quiet, okay? There's times a long day, hard day, you know, got you thinking about smoking and you don't smoke, okay? You got you thinking about, I need a drink and you don't drink, you know? I understand. But quiet is not peace. So please be clear with what you're saying and what you're asking. All right? Everyone for being on the call. It's been an interesting program. I want to wish happy holidays to all my people. No matter how you spend this time, enjoy it. It don't make sense to, you know, have days off of work and then you turn around and you're irritated somewhere else. No. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your life. You know, we're walking in. We're getting ready for the new year. We're getting ready to count down, you know, what we're doing new. You know, what is going to be required of new? Spirit is like, spirit is banging heads. They're like, we need this, this, this. It's like so much good, positive energy floating around right now. Get you some. Spend some time writing, journaling, so that you know exactly kind of where you want to be for 2023. 2023 is going to have a different kind of challenge coming up. It's a different kind of challenge coming up, but it's not going to be, I don't want to say it's not going to be as difficult. We'll get into that. We'll get into that next week. You know, we'll have some more readings come about that will tell us about the year, but I wanted to thank everybody for your patience on last week, and let's get some of that peace for ourselves this week. That really is the answer, okay, family? All right, moving into prayer. Prayer is so important. This is how we get the things we're looking for. This is how we spend time getting to know God more. This is how we spend time sharing with God who we are, what we've become, the types of things we're looking for in our life, the types of things that, you know, would help make us feel fulfilled. So this prayer portion is so very important. Please spend time developing your prayer, developing your prayer life. And I'm going to ask you to make your prayers out loud. Allow prayer to kind of seep into all of your senses, all right? So not only are you saying it, you're also hearing it. You know, the vibration of it in your mouth and your body. You know, prayer is a, when you say it out loud, it's a full body experience. Allow that for yourself. I promise you, it gets easier. You know, even if you've had a rocky relationship with God, it's okay. He's waiting for you to come back. He's waiting to hear your voice again. You know, your own spirit is waiting to hear your voice again. So, Father, Mother God, we come before you. Lord, have mercy, thankful. Thankful for all of the blessings that have come about today, tomorrow, the next day, the blessings that we've already experienced in our life and in our family, in our community. God, we want to thank you for all that you have allowed us to survive. We want to thank you for all the things that you put in our life, in our family's life, that we get to experience. We want to thank you for our blessings that we have already put in and the blessings that we will receive in the future. God, I want to thank you and ask for your continued protection over my life, over my ministry, over my family. I want to thank you and ask for your continued love and support. I want to ask that each person listening, may they be touched by the Most High God and have beginning footsteps into their relationship with you or deepening of the relationship that they already have. God, I want to ask for prayers and blessings for all of those that may be walking around with a heavy heart this season. Allow their hearts to be lifted, God. Allow them to see a little light at the end of the tunnel. Allow the work that we do at A Wonderful Approach to have meaning. Allow it to have purpose. Allow it to help bring someone from a rocky situation into a wonderful situation. God, we ask all of these things, knowing that you're capable. We ask that we be good stewards of your love, your name, your gifts, and ask that you continue to watch over each and every one. Amen.